for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigan's first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of this first hour here on this Thursday, June the 11th, 2026 edition. A letter from Robert Tiernan dated May 27th to President Donald Trump. Dear Mr. President, please finish the job in Iran. In light of recent developments, the Iranians shooting down an Apache helicopter, the two occupants, the pilot, co-pilot, were saved. Mr. Chernin says that you have to understand that removing the regime currently in charge of Iran would send geopolitical shockwaves beyond the Middle East. A free Iran would fundamentally alter the global balance of power. And this is the part that many people still fail to fully appreciate. The Iranian people, 90 million people, themselves are not America's enemy. In many ways, they are among the greatest victims of the Iranian regime. Millions of Iranians have spent decades living under their repression, censorship, corruption, brutality, economic devastation, and fear. Women have been beaten for refusing compliance. Protesting students have been imprisoned, protesters executed, journalists silenced, entire generations robbed of their future that they should have inherited. Yet, despite all of that, the Iranian people continue to resist. That matters. Because it reveals something important. The regime is not strong. It's brutal. There is a difference. A truly legitimate government does not fear its own women. It does not fear college students. It does not shut down the internet during protests. It does not execute dissenters in the streets to maintain their power. The regime in Iran fears its own people because it understands what the world often forgets. The Iranian people remember what Iran once was and what it could become again. A liberated Iran could become one of the most powerful stabilizing forces in the world, economically, culturally, strategically. It could become a counterweight not only to the extremism in the Middle East, but also to China's long-term ambitions for global dominance. It could rejoin the civilized world not as a source of terrorism, but as one of its great contributors once again. The expanded Abraham Accords are important, even more so historic. They represent one of the most significant diplomatic realignments in the modern Middle Eastern history. But they are not enough if the regime in Tehran remains standing and in control. Because as long as the head of the snake survives, the poison continues to spread throughout the region. Iran has spent decades financing the very organizations designed to sabotage peace between Israel and its neighbors, because peace itself threatens the regime's survival narrative. A prosperous, integrated Iran with the modern Middle East exposes the regime as exactly what it is: an outdated revolutionary dictatorship that survives on fear, hatred, and perpetual conflict. This is why this moment demands clarity rather than caution. Mr. President, there will be voices urging you to use restraint. Voices warning about escalation. Voices obsessing over poll numbers. The upcoming elections, the midterms of 2026, talking about congressional districts. Cable news companies will absolutely use this against you. But Mr. President, there are always elections happening. But history does not remember leaders for protecting political temporary majorities. History remembers whether they rose to meet defining moments when the stakes extended far beyond politics itself. And this truth is uncomfortable, but unavoidable. The consequences of not finishing the job in Iran may ultimately prove catastrophic. Because if the regime survives, future conflict is almost guaranteed. It may not be next year. It may not be in 5 years. But eventually, the regime will rebuild. If left in place, their ambitions will return. Their proxies will regroup, and the regime will continue to pursue nuclear weapons. At some time in the future, our future generation will once again find itself confronting the very same threat, however, under even more dangerous circumstances. All the while asking why earlier leaders lacked the courage to deal with this problem permanently when they had the chance. Mr. President, this moment is bigger than politics. It's bigger than this year's election. It's bigger than partisan calculations, and it's even bigger than news headlines. This is about whether the civilized world still possesses the confidence and moral clarity to confront gathering threats before they become irreversible. For 47 years, the Iranian regime has shown the world exactly what it is. It's never hidden its intentions. It's never truly abandoned its ambitions. And it has never honored any agreement or its word for very long, because deception itself is embedded within the regime's survival strategy. Mr. President, enough is enough. No more temporary fixes. No more strategic ambiguity. No more buying time for people who use every second of it to prepare for the next crisis. The world does not need simply to have the Strait of Hormuz reopen. It does not simply need uranium facilities destroyed. It needs the regime responsible for nearly a half a century of terrorism and instability to be removed from power once and for all. Mr. President, this needs to be done for Israel, for the Middle East, for global stability. But most importantly, it needs to be done for the Iranian people, for their future and their absolute contribution to the civilized world. This will create a brand new balance of power in the Middle East. For the defense of freedom itself around the world, Mr. President, for the sake of humanity, please finish the job in Iran. Respectfully submitted, Robert Chernin. I agree with this entire letter. President Trump even said it in the Oval Office yesterday. He doesn't even truly know who they're negotiating with. He doesn't know for sure who's actually negotiating the quote-unquote deal. Well, the military needs to understand a very, very, very important point. Their input, their advice, their discussion of strategies with this president, the commander-in-chief, the person who is in charge of military operations, the one who's running this mission. They need to understand that their words are critically important as to what they advise and what they say to this president. They too have to understand this letter. Now, I'm going to post this letter again on my Twitter X account, like I did a couple of weeks ago when I first saw it, when I first read it on this show. If you would like the link to this letter, just text me Iran, I-R-A-N, and I'll send you the link. We'll wrap this up. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Hear ye, hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
This July 4th, celebrate America's 250th birthday at the biggest party in mid-Michigan at Liberty Mountain USA in Farwell. Featuring Mark Farner's American Band, the Dave Mead Band, and more special guests. Sing along to classic hits, enjoy a spectacular fireworks finale, and camp on-site for the full weekend. Tickets start at just $15. Kids 12 and under are free. Don't miss it. Get your tickets now at LibertyMountainUSA.com and click on events. Come join us and bring your friends.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement, to treat our clients like family and help with your tax problems like they were our own. Call us for a free consultation. Tell us about yourself and your tax problems so we can work together to make your life better for you and your family. Again, for a free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today, this hour. Man, I'm trying to rush the show. I've got so many meetings lined up, I'm just going crazy. You have to understand that it is going to affect us, the people of America, the people of the state of Michigan. Going to affect our upcoming elections. Folks, you have to understand, a week from this coming Tuesday, the absentee ballots are going to start getting mailed out for the August 4th primary. And while we have all this going on in the world stage, we have this all going on in Washington, Iran, President Trump, the military, inflation, the economy. That was kind of interesting because yesterday I went into Traverse City. I had some business to do there. And while there, I filled up the truck. $3.99 a gallon at the Costco, using the Costco credit card, got an additional 5% off, additional 20 cents a gallon, got gas for $3.80. President Trump mentioned this in the Oval Office yesterday. The price of a barrel of oil is down to $85. At the highest point, it was up to $120 a barrel. It's down to $85. President Trump explained and kind of broke some news. The military has confiscated oil tankers in the Straits of Hormuz. 22 freighters were confiscated. The oil was then put into the global oil supply. That additional supply is crashing the price of oil. As a result, gas prices are coming down. If Traverse City, Michigan can have a pump price of $3.99 a gallon, like Freddy's has had forever in the last month or so over in Atlanta, Michigan, why are these other gas stations holding on to their prices? $4.29, $4.19. They're price gouging is what they're doing. They're ripping us off. You have to understand that what is happening is certain people are taking advantage of the world global market when there's no need to be charging those prices at the pump. As a result, people are concerned about the economy. People are concerned about the price of things. Well, this president, I think, has finally been pushed. In Iran, better thank God that those two pilots of that Apache helicopter didn't die in the crash. Because had they died, this president would have gone crazy with them, on them with his military. He's already beginning to attack certain sites. When questioned about hitting the electric grid and putting millions of Iranians in the dark, President Trump says, "I'll do what I have to do." We'll see where this goes. Number one, I don't want an agreement with the current regime. If they are involved in the negotiations in any way, shape, or form, I don't trust them. Don't do it, Mr. President. Force the Iranian people. Help the Iranian people. Enable the Iranian people to stand up and take their country back by whatever means necessary. It needs to be done. And it needs to be done now. As a matter of fact, Mr. President, I think you should put a deadline out there for the Iranian people to step up and to take over their government. Overpower this regime with whatever means you can provide them with and get it done. Let them do it. Not our military, not our boots on the ground. Let the Iranian people do it. If it means providing them with arms, whatever it takes, do it. It's time to end this and to get them part of the world again. Pure and simple. So, that is what's going on in Iran. That's what the president should do. I agree with everything that Robert Chernin wrote in that letter. And again, if you would like it, text me Iran, and I'll send you the link. Just make sure that if I send it to you, you share it with other people. Post it wherever you can. We're going to go to Lansing. What's going on with the budget? What's happening? We'll talk about it. Hour number two of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing. People, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11, Sundays from 8 to 2 with a